This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In just a couple of minutes, Trey Amos. We're going to play him after we get to Sanchez, and that'll be the last call that we take of the show. Plenty more on tomorrow, and of course Wednesday and Thursday as we lead you up to Thursday Night Football and the Green Bay Packers. I've got to obviously get through some of the tape. I've only been able to watch parts of it because of the Sunday night game and traveling back from Landover last night. I was freaking exhausted. I fell asleep during the fourth quarter of the Bills Ravens game and woke up right after the end and had to go back on rewind and watch it all. And just what an incredible win for the Buffalo Bills. And just, you know, John Harbaugh is getting all sorts of criticism and whatnot for blowing such a big lead at one point. I guess the Ravens had. You know how these win probability things, like a 98% chance of winning the game or whatever it was, and they lost. You know, ironically, everybody blames the head coach, right? Because they didn't go for it on fourth and two, but kind of forget about, you know, the defense was allowed to stop somebody, and Derrick Henry fumbled. I don't know. Why pay attention to the truth? Well, I pay attention to the truth. All right, let's get to our guy Sanchez here before we round up shop. Sanchez, how are you, pal?
I'm doing good, Russell. Doing good. Hey, it's Victory Monday, buddy. You know, it's always a good day when it's Victory Monday, especially when it's an NFC East game. And you know, it was ugly. You know, sometimes we got to find the ugly people in our life, and we got to hug them. The Fat Boys. Debo saying, I'm telling you, if Debo Samuel is fat, I'm Jabba the Hutt. And I was just so excited to see him ball out there. But I don't know if y'all talked about this or not. John Bates, man, that boy, John Bates, he is the truth.
Yep.
Anything, he's a magic eraser.
Mentioned him briefly, I think, at hour number one. You're absolutely right. He's probably never going to be a great pass catcher, right? So,
no.
So I mean, you have to kind of take it what it is. And they need more out of Ben Sinnott, period.
Yep.
But John Bates, arguably, and I don't know how much of an argument it is the best blocking tight end in the National Football League.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, he like I said, he's an eraser. And, you look at that play that he had that sprung Bill. I mean, he's like, I ain't worrying about you, this blitzer. I'm going to get this guy. And, you know, it gave him a great lane. And, I mean, you speak of Bill, too. Bill played a heck of a game. And I was calling him Ja'Cory until he scored that touchdown. I said, okay, you've earned the name Bill. You got 82 yards and you got that run. I'm going to call you Bill. And he calls me to rip a $100 bill by mistake, too. So, it is what it is. But and then the defense, man, how several months ago, I didn't think that we could stop Tracy, and we were able to just they couldn't run. They were stifling. So, you know, and I get it. It's the Giants, but night and day. That defense looked night and day. It looks like Joe Witt has command. He was in his bag of tricks. And then the secondary has improved a lot. Lattimore healthy. Shows you what he can do. And Trey Amos played like a veteran against Malik Nabers and looked real good. So, A-plus is all around for him. Offense, we got to talk. I'm going to need Cliff to take off those Ray-Bans, get some watermelon, not some watermelon, but some Walmart shades, and actually just go down there and let's be a lunch pail bucket guy and stop stalling out. And I had questions about time management and the timeouts. Those things are
precious. The timeouts are one thing we didn't spend a whole lot of time on. I want to dig a little bit deeper on that, but you're right. I mean, it obviously cost them when they use at the end of the first half, they use that last timeout with, 29 seconds left or whatever it is.
Yep.
Then they don't have one. And then, of course, I don't think they butchered the clock as much as when you use your last timeout with 28, 29 seconds, whatever it is, you're just basically saying, look, if we commit a penalty here, or in this case, an intentional grounding, which is a penalty, there's a 10-second runoff. There's a 10-second runoff.
And why had they ask
the Giants, hey, guys, instead of letting them kick a field goal, do you want the 10-second runoff? It's like, really?
That's ignorant. That's ignorant. But, I mean, you took your spike away on that third down because you wound up on the third down. And fourth down, you were either going to rush Matt Gay out either way to kick the field goal. So, but those are nitpicky things. Hope those clean up by Thursday because, you got big boys playing on Thursday against the Packers. Man. But I'm excited. Let's go on. Let's move on to Green Bay. Let's go 2-0, buddy, because,
Attaboy. Hey,
it's good times.
Attaboy.
I'll holler at you next time, Russell.
Appreciate you, Sanchez. No doubt about it. Sanchez is the man. We had a good conversation with his cousin and a couple others, a couple from Houston, Texas, that stopped me in the parking lot on my way out last night. They said the late, great Rick Snyder used to stop by every home game. The couple in Texas, forgetting their name, sorry, travel up to every home game for the last 24 years. They live in Houston. Travel up every home game for 24 years. So, it was great to meet them all and chit-chat with them for a couple of minutes. And, they asked specifically about Rick Snyder. So I told them, about Rick, and they told me that Rick used to stop by every game and talk to them Rick was that kind of guy. Saturday was, it was a tough, emotional day, memorial service. Grant, myself, others made speeches, John Keim, David Elfin, and, it was heartwarming to get to see some great people. I mean, my goodness, guys that I haven't been able to spend a lot of time with, Zach Bolno, Matt Taylor, Arch, Elfin, over the years, Chuck Carroll, just tremendous people. So that's the great part of a memorial service, right? But we all understand there's no great part of a memorial service. And Rick's family is just tremendous, and they appreciate all the love. And Josh Harris got them 10 tickets in a suite, I believe it was, for yesterday's game. And they had a pregame ceremony in the press box, flowers right next to me. They also, Rick's, they had a tribute to Rick on the scoreboard, and just wonderful. Just wonderful. All right. Trey Amos caught up with him for 2.5 minutes, somewhere in that range. After the game yesterday, after his first regular season NFL game, here's that conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, here with Trey Amos after your first NFL regular season game. Obviously a win, so it went great, and I saw you balling out there, the one pass defense you had along the sideline. I know you were involved in a lot of other things, but how do you feel it went?
You know, I feel great, you know. First game, get the jitters out. Just going out there and, you know, being with the team and just trying to put it on display. But, you know, the whole game was – the beginning of the game, it was just like, you know, surreal. You know, first game, and you know, a lot to learn from, but, you know, so I'm still happy with it.
Most of the game, they leave you on, if not all of the game. I think I saw one snap where Marshawn went to the other side, and then they called a timeout, and he switched back out. But you're on that left side, and they're trusting you to go against Malik and anybody else that goes against that. What does that, like, sign of confidence mean to you in your first NFL game?
You know, it's just like, you know, I build that trust with the coaches, my teammates, and just being out there to try to execute every play and do the best that I can. So it's just about, you know, earning the respect, going out there, playing hard. So I would say that.
The secondary as a whole, you mentioned Marshawn. Will had a couple of pass breakups. Quan had the one interception that was taken back by a penalty. Mm-hmm. Looked like you guys, you know, Revo came up with a big play. Looked like you guys as a whole just kind of continued to roll over what was an excellent, excellent August.
Yeah, we just, you know, building chemistry throughout the summer. Just trying to let loose. And just trusting each other, making plays, being happy for one another. That's how you have fun, doing what you doing your role.
How did you? I mean, obviously the atmosphere is different because the game counts, and there's a lot more people in there. But you know, you played in some big college games. How did this environment, the feeling, if you will, that you had throughout, compare?
You know, it's really different. You know, being at the Commander Stadium. Gets real loud, but you know, we love it, and I love it as well. So you just gotta keep on bringing that energy, and you know, vice versa for the fans.
Pass rush was huge today too, even though you guys only had two sacks. Deron was constantly — how much does that help you guys on the back end, knowing that you don't have to hold up for as long?
Man, it helps really a lot, man. Like, I can't enough like express like how much you know, that D-line be eating, you know, in the trenches. So really do appreciate that, you know, that we'll be covering a long time. But, you know, so, yeah, I appreciate that.
And Green Bay this week, short week. I mean, this is your first short turnaround week. What does that kind of mean to you so early?
You know, we just got to turn the page. But first, you know, look over just the mistakes and just clean that up and just worry about, you know, the next game that's coming up fast.
Did you take a minute out there at any point to —
all right, that was Trey Amos with me. You heard Michael Phillips there jump in at the end. Appreciate him. Let me get through my list of questions. So we'd talk about a short week, talked about the difference between college football and the NFL and the home crowd and the pass rush and everything that went in, going against Malik Nabers, not being switched, all that stuff. Good little conversation there. Appreciate his time for jumping aboard with us. And again, we, you know, try and bring any interview that we can that makes sense. And certainly Trey Amos yesterday made sense. All right, we got to get out of here for a quick break, a final break of the day. Coming up next, dum-dum of the day. And in this case, it's going to be a couple of dum-dums for a horrible, horrible tragedy that's been in the news of late. We'll explain next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.